The Reverend David, in his Christmas letter, I think it was last year in memo, probably the year before, warned us of the perils of ignoring Advent. He reminded us that it wasn't right to dash on to Christmas, although we did it yesterday, didn't we? And we'll do it again next Sunday afternoon at Grove Hill at our Christmas celebration. By the way, that was Ruth Lewis's idea in the first place that we should do that, so thank you, Ruth. But true, isn't it? We must not forget Advent in our desire to rush towards Christmas. Advent is in itself a very important season. It is the start of the church's year. Now, we've got lots of New Years, haven't we? In Methodism, the first Sunday in September, Easter Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, and today is the first Sunday of the church's year, the beginning of Advent. Advent, the time of coming. So let us not forget Advent. I know that we want to rush on. We want Christmas to come as soon as possible. And yet Advent is so very, very important that we have chance to prepare and to get ready. I'm so glad that my wife, in her Christmas tradition of buying our grandson an Advent calendar, even though he's 15 at Christmas, sticks with the proper Advent calendar. Not ones with all fancy stuff, but with the chocolate, which he loves, but also with the reading, with the preparation as we go through opening each of those doors until we get to the final door on Christmas Day. A time to prepare, a time to get ready. The start of the new year. The start of this special festival time. But in Matthew, he talks very much, doesn't he, about Advent, the coming of Jesus, being the start of this whole new age. He looks back to the present age, to a time of sin, to a time of war, a time of suffering, a time of difficulties. And he looks to the new age as a time of hope, as a time of light coming in the darkness. It is a start of a new age when God's kingdom shall come here on this earth as it is in heaven. And this is what Advent is about. This is what we hope for. This is what we pray for the coming of God's kingdom here upon this earth. And there are many who are doubters, even within the church, who say, well, that can never happen. And maybe it won't happen in my lifetime or in your lifetime. But that is the Advent hope. That is where we are going. That is where we are aimed for. This sign of new age, this time of preparation, this time of getting ready. And of course, nobody really knows when it's going to happen. Matthew again says this, doesn't he? He gives us one or two little parables. You know, the idea of two people out ploughing and one of them suddenly disappears, or two women at home and one of them suddenly disappears. Or the householder who is not prepared and the thief comes in the night and breaks into his house. All parables to remind us that we have got to be prepared, even though we haven't got a clue when it is going to happen. And maybe that's just as well, isn't it? But we've got to believe, because that's what today reminds us of, that Jesus will come again. That we have to keep watch and be ready. As Christians, it's no good being lethargic. It's no good being apathetic. It's no good thinking we know it all. As Christians, we have to be ready, watching, observant, preparing for what is to come. So what will it look like? Will a person come back to earth as Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago? Is that going to happen? That's what people do believe, or some people believe. The second coming will see another Messiah, another Jesus. But how would he be accepted if that was the case? Would he be ignored? Would he be ridiculed? Would he be persecuted? Or would people say, yeah, we want to listen to this person. He truly is the Son of God. And where would it be? Where would it happen? Is that what Advent is about? Is that what the second coming means? The coming again of Jesus as a person, as the Son of Man, as the Son of God, coming on this earth to spread the news. Is that what we expect? Is that what we hope for? Is that what we pray for? Or alternatively, could Advent, could the second coming be an era, a messianic age, a time of a new age, a time of the world being a better place? Because if it is God's kingdom and if God is king, then the world itself will reflect on who or what God is. Is that what Advent means? Is that what the second coming is about? The start of a new age, the start of a new era. Now, we could be cynical and think, well, that's never going to happen. Look at the state that the world is in now. We are truly, are we not, in a time of darkness? We are in a time of suffering. We are in a time of division. And even though, you know, we're not all living like that, and this church is a wonderful place of joy and happiness as it was yesterday, as hopefully it will continue to be, there is that sense of sadness, that sense of depression as we look at God's world. And as we think, will it ever be a place where God is king? Will that ever happen, that God's will shall be done, that in his kingdom all shall be well? And yet, that's what we are called to make happen. Because it's not going to happen as if by magic. It's not going to just come down one day. We have got to work towards making that happen. We've got to try and ensure that as individual Christians, and indeed as a group of us, as a church, that we are doing something which will make the world a better place. By our witness. By the kind of people that we try to be. By the kind of jobs that we do, either as our daytime job or as our jobs within the church, that we try and make a difference. As we listen to what God is calling us to do, to the people that God is calling us to be, for we all have a different type of witness. We all have a different place in making this kingdom come. We all have a different job to do, aren't we? We're called to be different. We don't have to be the same. And yet we are called to stand forth and be prepared to make that kingdom come. So as Christians, we mustn't be lethargic. As Christians, we mustn't be like that householder and think, oh, we can sit back and relax. We must work towards the coming of the kingdom of God. We mustn't feel belittled that maybe we are not really that important, that maybe we're not that famous, that maybe none of us has done anything wonderfully marvellous, and yet each one of us in our own way are doing things that are special. Our small contributions will bring about the coming of God's kingdom. And that to me is really important. This to me is what today is saying. Today is saying, stand up and be counted. Today is saying, be ready. Today is saying, be watchful. Don't ignore the signs. I often have been optimistic in believing that there are in this world lots of green shoots. There are lots of signs of goodness if we would only look and see. There are people you know and I know who bring something very special, don't they, into the world around them. There are people in this church who give something very special, who we admire and who we respect, and who we thank God that we have amongst us. People who you know, people who are your friends, people who give you something special in your life, inspire you, encourage you. These are the shoots of the kingdom. These are the signs that God's kingdom will come. Not in mysterious ways, not in dramatic ways, but in the simple, loving ways in which you and I will live our lives. Are we prepared today to take on that challenge? Are we prepared today to be inspired again to be better people, to be better able to stand up for his kingdom. Are we prepared today to take it seriously? It's not just another Sunday. It's not just another sermon. It's not just another lectionary reading. It is a genuine challenge to stand up and be ready today and tomorrow, and not just through Advent, but in the weeks and the months to come. What have we got to bring about the kingdom of God? What have we got to challenge people to look at the way they live their lives? Let's not be afraid of saying what we believe. Let's not be afraid of sometimes not always being popular because of what we say. But let's always put forward the coming of the kingdom of God. So what does Advent mean then these next four Sundays? Well, it is a time of thinking about our faith. And you know, Lent is the same, isn't it? Sometimes these seasons come along and they challenge us over these four Sundays to think about our faith, to think about what we really believe as Christians. Now, okay, we do this all the time, but this season, like Lent, is set aside to help us to do that, to help us to think more clearly. And each of the Sundays, we'll think about the word of John the Baptist, we'll think about the word of the prophets, we'll hear the angels speaking to Mary, we'll hear the message of the angels, and we'll end up on Christmas Day itself, that wonderful sign and that wonderful miracle of the incarnation, God becoming one of us in Jesus Christ, showing how much he loves us. Let's not neglect these next few weeks. Let's look and see what Advent is saying to us. Let's think about what it means to our faith. Let's spend time to think, time to reflect, time to be inspired as we allow God to come into our lives, as we are able to bring about his kingdom here on this earth. A glorious Advent, a glorious time of hope, a glorious time of preparation. And it's down to you, and it's down to me. Thanks be to God. Amen.